You're listening to Vatican Radio. As we mark the annual week of prayer for Christian unity, Catholics have much to celebrate because 2016 was truly an ecumenical year. That's the view of Cardinal Kurt Koch, president of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, who accompanied Pope Francis on all his ecumenical journeys throughout the past year. The Cardinal was reflecting on the theme for this week of prayer, which is centred on a verse from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. Reconciliation, the love of Christ, compels us. Members of the Council of Christian Churches in Germany were asked to prepare material on this theme, which is set in the context of this year's 500th anniversary of the Reformation. Cardinal Koch talked to me about this year's event and about the many significant steps towards Christian unity which took place in 2016.
As the leitmotif of this week of prayer for the unity of Christians is prepared by the community of Christians in Germany. And they have proposed a verse of the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians about reconciliation. And I think the background of this leitmotif is that we have many gratitude for the Reformation. We have, in my time, discovered what is common between Lutherans and Catholics, but we must see also the history in the last 500 years between Lutherans and Catholics. Luther doesn't want to make a break in the church, a division in the church. He wanted to renew the church, to make a reform, but on the end we have the Reformation. The division in the church, and after the division, horrible confessional wars in the 16th and 17th century, above all the war of 20 years, you have transformed Europe in a red sea of blood. In this sense, we must do repentance and penitence and reconciliation. I think this is the background of these two pages of the Reformation, gratitude for the gifts of the Reformation, and of the other side, penitence and repentance for all that you have done one against the other in the history.
The context is also referring to much more recent events in Germany, the division into East and West with the symbol of the Berlin Wall as a symbol of division which was able to be brought down.
It is clear in Germany we have this division between East and West until 89, the last century. And this was a great opportunity to refine the unity in Germany. And I think we have both great division in Germany, the division in politics, in society, and the division in the church. And it's very important to find reconciliation of political level and religious level.
This week of prayer, of course, follows on from Pope Francis's own visit to Sweden to begin the commemoration of the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. Is it possible to talk about fruits, concrete fruits already from that visit, do you think?
I think this meeting in Sweden, in Lund, is the fruit of a long work, because the dialogue between Lutherans and Catholics is the first dialogue which the Catholic Church has begun after the Second Vatican Council, and have brought many, many fruits. Above all, the common declaration about the doctrine of justification in 1999 in Augsburg. Without this evolution of doctrinal level, the event in Lund were not possible. And in this sense, the event in Lund have two parts. First of all, the prayer, the ecumenical prayer in the Evangelical Cathedral of Lund, with two different dimensions. First, gratitude for all we have rediscovered, what is common between Catholics and Lutherans, the gifts of the Reformation. And on the other side, the penitence and the repentance for the tragic situation in the history. And then the second part in the Stadio of Malmö for better collaboration between Lutherans and Catholics, above all of social and diaconal level. And these things, I hope, have a good future for a good collaboration. What is very near at heart, close at heart of the Holy Father, that ecumenism is not only theological dialogue, but is a concrete collaboration for humankind in the world today.
It's set very much in this German context, as you say, this year, the Week of Prayer, and yet it's a theme which is applicable, isn't it, to all churches, to all different cultural contexts.
This ecumenical group in Germany has chosen this leitmotif on the background of the commemoration of the Reformation, but in different reports with other churches, we see the need of many, many reconciliation. Also, we have many splits in the history. We have just the first split in the 5th century between the Oriental Orthodox churches. They have divided from the Great Church because they doesn't accept the doctrinal decision of the Council of Chalcedon. Then we have the split between East and West in the 11th century. And we have splits in the 16th century. And we have many, many horrible things also in the relations between Anglicans and Catholics in England, in other countries. It's very important to find reconciliation. And reconciliation is a mind theme of our faith. And this beautiful chapter 5 of the second letter from Paul to the Corinthians said that not we, humankinds, make reconciliation, but God make reconciliation with us, and our consequences is to make reconciliation between one another.
Finally, we have seen over the past year some very significant developments in the relationships, both with the Catholics and the Lutherans, also an important visit of the Archbishop of Canterbury here in Rome. What is it that gives you personally perhaps most hope as we celebrate this year the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity?
Last year was truly an ecumenical year with many, many ecumenical events and many ecumenical meetings. It's difficult to say what is the most important. I think it's a very important year, 2016, just beginning with the historic meeting between Pope Francis and the Russian Orthodox Patriarch in Havana. Then the pilgrimage of the Pope with the Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew and the Greek Orthodox Archbishop Hieronymus of Athens to Lesbos, a very important sign for the refugees, that the refugees are in the hearts of the Church. Then we have the Pan-Orthodox Synod, a very, very important event in June for the Orthodox Church. Then in the September we have had the plenary of the Orthodox at the Catholic Commission for refined the unity between Catholics and Orthodox, and it was possible to produce a new document about primacy and synodality in the first millennium, a very important path. Then the event of Lund that we have just mentioned, and then the visits of the Holy Father in Georgia and Armenia. We have many, many events in this year, and we must be grateful for this great engagement of Pope Francis.
My thanks to Cardinal Kurt Koch, President of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity.